Nespresso furiously litigated against its rivals, arguing that its patent systems were being infringed. Things came to a head in 2012, when a key batch of Nespresso patents from 1992 was set to expire. That year, Nespresso lost its patent battles in Germany and England and settled other outstanding cases around Europe. Overnight, the company had to accept it could no longer stop third-party capsules being sold for its machines. Talk to senior executives at the time, and it's clear the rulings were traumatic for the company. The court cases also made awkward PR for a company keen to promote its ethical sourcing. To many, it seemed that the Nestlé Goliath had gone after smaller, pluckier, seemingly more ethical Davids and had been slain. It didn't help that in many consumers' eyes, Nestlé was still tainted by the formula milk scandal of the 70s. A report published in 1974, titled The Baby Killer, showed how Nestlé aggressively promoted formula milk over breastfeeding in poor countries where clean water was hard to come by. Some sales reps even wore nurses' uniforms to gain an aura of credibility. The report led to a worldwide boycott and reform of its sales practices. Even today, Nespresso employees I spoke to said the memory of the scandal hampers its messaging around coffee. More recently, the company's reputation was further damaged when the Channel 4 documentary series Dispatches found children under 13 working 40-hour weeks on farms that supplied coffee to Nespresso and Starbucks. Nespresso launched an internal investigation after the program aired. Protecting children from exploitation and ensuring they are able to learn is of paramount importance to us, and that is why we have zero tolerance for child labor, a spokesman told me. Jean-Marc Duvaucin became CEO in 2013 and was charged with taking Nespresso to a new era, leaving the patent disputes behind. From a closed Apple-type system, Nespresso products for Nespresso machines, the company had to move to a more open Android-type model. There are going to be rival capsules, Duvaucin told me. We need to leverage our strengths, knowing our customers and knowing our farmers. Having worked for 40 years to be the only coffee pod system in town, the company had to pivot to arguing that its capsules, made from strong, light aluminium and filled with high-quality, responsibly farmed coffee, were the best on the market. 8 years on from Nespresso's Annus Horribilis, its biggest problem is the aluminium itself.